It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. Up to 40 degrees now in Effingham, looking for sunny skies and a high of 65, and then the possibility of some rain as the week progresses. We'll keep you up to date and double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. The name of the woman killed in Sunday's house fire in Newton has been released. Jasper County Coroner Jason Meyer Tuesday said the woman was identified as 69-year-old Cynthia Sidwell of Newton. Sidwell was fatally injured in a fire reported shortly before 6 p.m. Sunday at 508 Liberty Street in Newton. Firefighters were working to put the fire out when Sidwell's body was found in her bedroom. The Effingham City Council had a busy meeting last night. They passed the budget for the fiscal year that begins May 1st. Council also passed the appointment ordinance for the fiscal year and also established the pay ranges for various non-union salaried and hourly positions. The council approved the sale of 30 acres of property off South Banker Street to Harvest Land Holdings for $25,000 per net acre. Harvest plans a solar power development. Also approved was budgeting $200,000 for the downtown Southtown Business Area Redevelopment Program for the fiscal year and budgeting $100,000 for the Housing Redevelopment Program. Council members approved a special use permit for a county morgue and a county coroner's office at 207 West St. Anthony Avenue. The new morgue will replace one in the hospital basement that has limited space. Also approved was a $25,000 contribution to Effingham City County Committee on Aging, as the city has done for many years. The council also approved an agreement for engineering work by Civil Design for the reconstruction of First Street from Temple to Roadway Avenues up by St. Anthony High School for just over $52,000. Another engineering agreement was approved with Milano and Grunlow of Effingham for design of a 10-foot-wide bike path on the west side of Veterans Drive and a 10-foot-wide bike trail on the south side of J.C. Avenue, along with a pedestrian bridge and a sidewalk on the north side of J.C. Avenue to connect Route 45 with 4th Street, all of that at a cost of $75,000. Excuse me. Also approved was a box culvert replacement project along Evergreen Avenue and a street sweeper agreement with IDOT. And that agreement with IDOT will let the city maintain some of the more busy city intersections. With the start of the new city fiscal year on May 1st, a series of appointments were approved to various boards and committees. Those include City Administrator Steve Miller and Lisa Kerner to new terms on the Effingham Public Library Board, Jake Benekempe to another term on the Enterprise Zone Commission, Dave Storm to another term on the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners, Clara Custer to another term on the Human Relations Commission, Ken Woltman to another term, and Andrew Grunlow to a new term on the City Plan Commission, John Richards to another term on the Police Pension Fund Board, Michael McHugh to a new term, and Betsy Yeager to another term on the Tourism Advisory Board, and Mark Teese and Brandon Weber to new terms, and Andrew Grunlow to his first term on the Zoning Board of Appeals. The council approved a TIF Housing Redevelopment Program agreement with You and Me and Kelly Butts at 204 West Ikey, approved allowing a classroom relocatable building at Southside Grade School, granted a special use permit for a 10-acre site to be developed as a cryptocurrency mine or data center and as a solar energy site on East 1700th Avenue, denied a tower use permit just south of Hardy's Restaurant, and approved a plat for a fifth addition to Cross Point Subdivision where the Effingham Performance Center parking lot's being expanded. There was discussion on spending $20,000 toward the cost of 4th of July fireworks in Effingham. Effingham Noon Rotary raises the balance of the $27,000 cost of the fireworks. It was also shared that the bid opening is scheduled later this month on the extension of Santa Maria Avenue from 4th Street to the Workman Sports and Wellness Complex. Mayor Mike Schutzbach reminded of the retirement of City Commissioner Merv Gillenwater from the council and for applicants to contact City Administrator Steve Miller if they're interested in filling the remainder of Gillenwater's term. The future's unclear for an Illinois bill that would create more regulations for homeschooling. The Homeschool Act would require families to register with their regional office of education if they decide to homeschool. Capital News Illinois reports the bill stalled in the House after missing a key deadline to advance. It faced extreme opposition from Republicans and homeschool families. But its sponsor, Representative Tara Costa Howard, says the bill isn't dead and she plans to keep working to bring more lawmakers on board. She's requested an extension for the bill and is hopeful they can pass it this session. Tutopolis school board members this week discussed the start of work on a possible expansion at Tutopolis Junior High School. The district architect has begun spec drawings for the possible expansion. Both a two-classroom and a three-classroom, one-restroom option are being prepared for board consideration. Construction could occur in 2026 to accommodate the movement of sixth-grade classes to the junior high building. The movement of the sixth-grade classes is anticipated in the 26-27 school year. Tutopolis Superintendent Matt Sturgeon said the movement would create needed space in the grade school building. Additionally, Sturgeon has scheduled presentations for the board regarding future funding options. He said the informational sessions are intended to assist the board with possible borrowing needs for future facility modernization and infrastructure work at the grade school building. Sturgeon also said work already approved for completion at the high school cafeteria this year and the anticipation of sixth grade expansion work in 2026 would both be paid for utilizing district reserves. In other words, money already on hand. Meanwhile, the Tutopolis board left registration fees unchanged for the coming school year. They raised lunch prices by 5 to 10 cents. They also approved a purchase of a used school bus and directed the transportation director to secure a used driver's ed van and then dispose of the vehicles being replaced. Board members approved a mutual aid assistance and facility use intergovernmental agreement with the City of Effingham, allowing use of district facilities in case of an emergency. They also set a special board meeting for May 5th to reorganize the board in the wake of the April election. Student registration at T-Town is set for July 7th through the 11th. The board also expelled a student through the 25-26 school year, but that will be held in abeyance if the student successfully completes alternative education. The Tutopolis board accepted letters of resignation from Ian Brink as grade school custodian and Hannah Apple as grade school music teacher and Katie Jurgens as district librarian. They reassigned Kelly Wells to district librarian, reassigned Samantha Will to fifth grade teacher, Gracie Meinhardt to grade school and junior high school student services coordinator, Julie Wilder as third grade teacher, Allie Brumlevy as sixth grade teacher and junior high softball coach, Whitney Daters as grade school paraprofessional, and high school DO workers at the grade school. The Tutopolis board also extended the principal's contracts of Tanner Lawson and Sherry Hain through the 27-28 school year and approved a recommendation for high school officials' pay for the coming school year. Busy meeting at T-Town this week. A reminder that local state Senator Steve McClure will be in Effingham tonight for what's being called a meet and speak. That'll be from 5 to 7 this evening at Kerner Distributor at their location at 1601 Pike Avenue in the City Business Park. Refreshments and hors d'oeuvres will be provided. A note from the City of Effingham. Merchant Street reopened at the end of the day Tuesday. It will remain open for the remainder of the week. You're asked to note that a temporary reclosure is anticipated next week, so we'll keep you up to date on that. We'll mention, too, that we have a look at deaths and your forecast. That's on the way in 2 minutes.
Easter will be here soon, and WS Broom Furniture can help you find the dining set you need to host a cozy dinner for two or a family party of 10. Brooms has the latest in counter height and regular height designs, including rustic, farmhouse, traditional, and modern. If you need extra seating and storage, Brooms has bar stools and servers in stock, too. You'll be ready to host Easter brunch, lunch, or dinner with the new dining furniture from W.S. Broom, celebrating 140 years in downtown Effingham.
The CP4 high-pressure fuel pump in big-name diesel pickups has earned a reputation for failing without warning, creating sudden power loss, and destroying the expensive high-pressure fuel system. Truck owners will have fuel system repairs that can easily exceed $10,000, not to mention downtime and dealing with an unknown repair shop in an unknown location. At Scheid Diesel, they found that replacing the CP4 with a durable alternative with OE fit and function is game-changing. Call Scheid Diesel to schedule your appointment today for your CP4 conversion, 217-536-5200.
Imagine your child's future, full of opportunities, limitless dreams, and the education they deserve. Hi, I'm Nathan Schultz, financial advisor at Smith Moore in Effingham. Did you know that there's a smart way to save for your child's education? A 529 plan offers tax advantages while helping you invest in their future. Whether it's college, trade school, or K-12 expenses, you can start small and watch their dreams grow. Ready to give your child the gift of a brighter tomorrow? Call me, Nathan Schultz, today at 217-708-2065. Together, we'll build their future one step at a time. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
A look at deaths on this Wednesday. Lois Arlene Folk, 77, of Flora, died on Saturday. A visitation for Lois Arlene Folk will be this Monday evening, the 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m. That will be at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. A private family ceremony will be held. Brenda Walker, 71, of Aldemont, died Tuesday morning. Funeral arrangements for Brenda Walker are pending at Gieskine Funeral Home in Aldemont. Cynthia K. Sidwell, 69, of Newton, formerly of Olney, died Sunday evening at her home. Private family services will be held for Cynthia K. Sidwell. Meyer Funeral Home in Olney is assisting. Well, the passing of Charles A. Hartke, 80, of Springfield, formerly of Totopolis, on Sunday the 13th, and funeral services have now been scheduled for Chuck Hartke. That'll be next Tuesday the 22nd at 12 noon at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. There will be a visitation at the church from 9:30 to 11:45 on Tuesday morning. Bauer Funeral Home in Totopolis is assisting. Mary Ellen Semple, 102, of West Liberty, died on Monday. Funeral services for Mary Ellen Semple will be this next Tuesday, the 22nd, at 11 a.m. at Meyer Funeral Home in Olney. There will be a visitation time from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Tuesday, the 22nd. Meyer Funeral Home in Olney is assisting. Dennis J. Harmon, 73, of Effingham, died on Sunday. Funeral services for Denny Harmon will be this Friday at 3 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. There will be a visitation time from 1 to 3 on Friday. Sharon K. Baim, 83, of Shelbyville, died Monday afternoon. Funeral services for Sharon K. Baim will be this Friday at noon. That will be at Howe and Yockey Funeral Home in Shelbyville. There will be a visitation time from 10 to noon Friday morning. Douglas Dean Klitzing, 69, of Centralia, died on Saturday. Funeral services for Douglas Dean Klitzing will be this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at St. Paul Blue Point Lutheran Church, north of Aldemont. There will be an hour's visitation from 9 to 10 a.m. Saturday at the church. Gieskine Funeral Home in Aldemont is assisting. John Nils Green, 64, of Centralia, died on Friday afternoon, the 11th. Funeral services for John Nils Green will be next Tuesday, the 22nd, at 3 p.m. That will be at McGriff Funeral Home, Kinmundy. There will be a visitation time next Tuesday from 1 to 3 p.m. Danny or Tex Miller, 67, of Newton, died on Sunday. Funeral services for Danny or Tex Miller will be Friday the 25th of April at 10:30 that morning at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. There will be a visitation time from 4 to 7 Thursday evening the 24th at St. Thomas Church. A celebration of life will be on Friday the 25th. That'll be at the Newton Knights of Columbus, all beginning at 4 p.m. And Crane Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. Funeral services for 75-year-old Karen Dahl of Altamont will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont. Visitation for Karen Dahl at the church from 9 to 11 this morning. Funeral services for Richard Dale Markwell, 70, of Greenup, will be Thursday morning at 10 o'clock at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. Call there from 5 to 7 tonight for Richard Dale Markwell. Turning our attention to our forecast, sunny skies today, a high of 65, winds calm, maybe 5 miles an hour later in the afternoon. Tonight, then, a 10% chance of showers after 5 a.m., mostly cloudy, low tonight right around 50, wind gusts to 15 miles an hour. And then Thursday, showers likely, mainly through the noon hour. Cloudy skies, a high Thursday of 66, winds gusting to 30 miles an hour. And then another possibility of rain moves in Friday afternoon and evening and Saturday. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Currently in Effingham, off a morning low of 37 and yesterday's high of 60, we are at 40 degrees. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.